Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Hey, Mary.
Morning, Jeff. How are you?
Doing good.
All right, Mary, here are the three headlines. Two are fake, one is real. You get the real one, you're going to go to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra and to Christmas Nights of Lights at Coney Island, okay?
Okay, great.
Is the real headline A, a DoorDash driver delivered food to a radio DJ and then took a poop in the lobby trash can? Is it B, a UPS driver delivered a crate full of hermit crabs to a radio DJ and the entire radio station gets crabs? Or is it C, a radio DJ is attacked by a giant squid during a real-life squid game?
This is a tough one. I'm going to guess B, boy.
It's not the crabs. It's actually the poop in the lobby with A. How gross.
That was my first guess. Oh, that is pretty gross.
But you know we're going to hook you up anyway, okay, Mary?
We're hooking you up anyway.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to see that.
It's going to be great.
I can't wait.
But, you know, this story hits home because it happened to one of our own, a radio host in Los Angeles. Her name is Lisa Stanley. She had to reach out to DoorDash and complain after a female driver delivered her food, then defecated in a trash can in the lobby of her apartment building.
Oh boy. Gross.
Yeah. This happened on Friday, and Lisa didn't know about it until someone else in her apartment building said there was a serious mess in the lobby. She posted the security footage on Twitter, and it looks like the DoorDash lady partially missed the trash can, or at least part of what she left behind ended up on the rim. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
What I saw, I could not unsee. I was flabbergasted at what I saw. She let it go. I mean, you know that saying, when you gotta go, you gotta go. And boy, did she ever. You're four steps away from outside where there's a bush or your car, or I don't know, but not in the lobby of a Brentwood apartment building. This is a health issue. You have a human being who's taking a poop in the middle of her job in a lobby of an apartment building and then resuming her job, which is delivering and touching food.
Ugh. Yeah, well, DoorDash responded to Lisa's complaint, said the driver was no longer able to deliver with DoorDash. They also refunded her order. They gave her a $20 credit. They returned the tip she'd left. They responded again after video of it hit Twitter and called it unacceptable. They also said they would cooperate if the police were involved, but we haven't heard of any charges yet. Lisa's not even sure if the woman was having a bathroom emergency or what, but she says, you know, she probably would have let her use an actual bathroom if she had just asked.
Sure.
Yeah. But she thinks it was especially gross because the woman may have gone and delivered someone else's food right after that.
Oh, probably.
Yes. I didn't even think about that.
I know.
Yeah. I always wonder sometimes what their cars look like. You know what I mean?
I don't
want to. Is there a clean car club for delivery services?
I don't know. All right, 7:15. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Coming up, classic second date update. You might have missed the first time around, but it's new to you. In the meantime, let's check the roads. We've got Denise standing by here with your latest Q102 traffic. Hey, Jackie, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Heard you're a first-time 1K letter of the day player.
I am.
Welcome. Good to have you. Good to have you along.
Thanks.
You probably play all the time in the car, right? Like a lot of people do.
I try.
Yeah. And how do you usually do when you play along at home?
It depends on the letter.
Yep.
Sometimes well, sometimes not so well.
I hear that. And when you are doing now, are you on your way to work? You going to school? What's on your agenda today?
I'm on my way to work. I just dropped off my kids at school. And heading into work.
That's handy. You have flexible hours. You got to be in by a certain time.
It's pretty flexible.
Pretty flexible. That's what kind of work do you do?
Yeah. I work for a bank.
Oh, fine.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I got your envelope here. And, of course, I have the official Jeff and Jen 1K letter of the day letter opener that I'm going to use to open up your envelope. Let's see what kind of letter you get. But the strategy is we give you this letter that we're about to reveal. Do your best to pass as quickly as you can. If you don't know the answer right away, just go ahead and pass because we'll come back to it.
Okay.
And you can't use same answer more than once. That's the other rule. All right. So today, gee, I feel bad. It's your first time, and you get the letter Q.
Ah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Q.
Oh. That is the letter.
We always go with our typical answers, which are like...
Quail.
Queensgate.
Quinoa. Quiche. Yep. Q-tip.
Q7. Q8. Q5.
Quantum Leap.
Q70. Q80.
Is there a city or a state that's
there.
Quebec?
Quebec.
Oh,
Quebec.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Cool. Quince.
Quince paste.
Yep. Yeah, so I mean, there's a handful. Probably.
I mean, okay. We gave you a bunch, but I don't know if they're going to fit the topic. So that's Quincy. The challenge, I think.
Yeah.
Kitar.
Mm-hmm.
Is that start with a Q?
I think that's okay.
Qatar. The country Qatar does.
I don't know.
Qatar. Right. Mm-hmm. So you have options here. Feel free to use any of those or not. But hopefully this is the first of many occasions you'll be calling another 1K letter of the day. So,
you know, okay.
Yeah, we'll kind of break you in. But who knows? You may surprise yourself. So I'll turn the music down. Let me stop that. Let me put 30 seconds on the clock over here. And I won't start that timer until Tim is finished asking the first question.
All right, Jackie, here we go. What is something on your shopping list?
Quail.
A Cincinnati neighborhood.
Queensgate.
A cartoon.
Pass.
Something spicy.
Quinoa.
A tropical place.
Quebec.
A beer.
Pass.
A toy.
Oh, quilt.
Something made of wood.
Pass.
You did pretty good.
Yeah, I think for the letter
so
you had.
Hard.
Same. I think you did awesome for Q. Wow.
Yeah. Your passing speed is good. Could use a little bit of improvement. That's the only thing I would think of. But I could tell there were a couple of things that were on the tip of your tongue, which is kind of why you hung in there longer than you did. But all good. We're going to do it again tomorrow. So you got to keep trying.
I randomly thought
for
cartoon. Remember Q-Bert?
Oh,
wasn't it a video game or something?
I don't know. I'll have to look it up. Yeah. I know. I was thinking about that, too. Q-tip. Is there a Q-tip? I don't know. A toy?
It's a game for me.
Yeah, Q's a tough letter.
Q was hard.
Well, you're a good sport, Jackie, and we love talking to you.
And have a great day at work, okay?
Thank you guys so much. All right. Have a good day.
Yeah, hope we get to do this again soon.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.